Want to attune to lunar vibrations and cosmic cycles? Welcome to the Lunar Lightworker podcast. This podcast will deeply connect you on a whole other level with ancient lunar and cosmic cycles. Align and become as one with the movement and energetic impact of these magnificent planetary bodies. I'm your host, Zoe Whitehead, and I'm passionate about the moon and cosmic cycles and their energetic impact. I'm a soul-led coach and founder of the beautiful Lunar Lightworker membership, my signature program. I work with women who are empathic lightworkers and moon lovers, who have a sensitivity to energy and a curiosity and connection with the moon and cosmic astrological activity. A new episode is released every Thursday. Tune in to get deep moon and cosmic wisdoms and guidance on how to harness these powerful cycles and energy for release, clarity, growth, and spiritual expansion. I'm very happy for you to be here, and I'm grateful for your ongoing support and listenership. If this episode has resonated with you, please subscribe or follow the Lunar Lightworker podcast for weekly episode notification. And come and find me over at Instagram at Lunar Lightworker. Hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Lunar Lightworker podcast. And I'm feeling very blessed to be here with you today and very eager and very keen to talk about this very interesting and pretty activated energy that we have all been experiencing lately. I know that as empaths and light workers, you will be feeling it keenly. I know you will have been feeling your shadow aspects rising and certainly feeling that cosmic pressure as well. So I just wanted to talk to you about the last few days, kind of the last week really, and what's coming up, because I feel this is information wisdom. This kind of cosmic wisdom, this knowledge will really, really stand you in good stead if you really understand these cycles and the processes that they put you through. This is kind of like going to really, really help you to keep centered and sane and balanced. And not only that, but really start to harness this cosmic magic and really start to move forwards with your soul growth. So I know that you're going to understand what I'm saying when it's been really, really intense. And I've been talking a lot about being in a pressure cooker, but this is certainly how I've been feeling. And what's interesting is I did a little post around that at the beginning of the week, because I had a very sort of emotional weekend where I was really feeling my limitations last weekend and my deep, deep core woundings and insecurities, real insecurity rising for me. And it took me quite a while to move through that. And also I've had this kind of feeling of, yeah, just being in a pressure cooker. It's probably the best way I could describe it, really. I really had that at the beginning of this week. And where I really, you know, I feel my stress on my nervous system. I can really feel that on the physical, in my chest area and stomach area. And it was really in that lead up to the equinox. We had the global equinox yesterday here in the UK. It was yesterday. It's usually around the 20th, 21st, 22nd, depending on where you are in the world, obviously, of this month of March. And here in the Northern Hemisphere, it's spring equinox, because obviously we're moving into springtime. In the Southern Hemisphere countries, you will be moving obviously into your autumn. But globally, we all feel this shift in seasons, okay? And we all feel the cosmic intensity. We all feel the builder. It's a massive time. The equinox is like a portal, a gateway opening. It's a huge opportunity to get clarity. And, you know, if you are creating that time for yourself, if you're really stilling, because at that time, the cusp of that opening of the portal, you know, yesterday, over yesterday, finding time to just sit with yourself and just really have deep reflection, contemplation is really, really significant, because you really get those downloads in times like that. It's heightened energy. And you can really see what's holding you back, and you can get real clarity around how to move forward for you, and you can make empowered decisions. And that's really what happened to me, where I was just like, do you know what? This is enough. I've had these shackles, emotional shackles, where I have patterns that come from, you know, the day back to my childhood, probably in previous lifetimes as well, where I've got these kind of patterns and fears that rise up. And for the first time ever, I was like, I don't have to let this govern me. It's just one aspect of my life that I've always kind of fallen victim to and just accepted that that's just how I am, that I struggle with it. But I've never before taken a decision to, you know, move through this and not give my power away to it fully, because I just thought, it's just part of me, this is just how I am, and I'm better off embracing it. And this time it was really different, and I really feel that's because I just sat with it and I got that real clarity and a kind of a clarity on how to move forwards with it. And it's felt really liberating. You know, I know I'm still going to struggle with it, and that's really normal. It's part of the journey. You know, I'm really deep down in the trenches with it sometimes, and it feels so real. The fear that comes up just feels so real. But I know as well that I'm going to be more proactive when I feel like that, not just kind of give in to it and surrender to it, which is great. That's part of the process. But I feel like it's time now to use some of my techniques that I do with everything else, all my other fears. But I've never done that with this before. So I thought that was really, really interesting. And these are the sorts of kind of clarity that we get, and the shifts that we can get, the deep, deep transformational shifts that we can get at these times. So, and we're still feeling it. We're still in that doorway is still open. You know, next few days still open, still have plenty of time to sit and do that deep reckoning so that you can move forwards with it all. So I would love to hear back from you. If you are listening to this and you're like, gosh, yeah, that definitely happened to me. I felt my deepest insecurities rise up and my deepest fears. And, you know, that's very much been your case. Let me know. Let me know how, you know, if you've had any clarity around that, or discernment, or a way forwards, you know, whether you've really managed to see how much of your power you give away to these fears and kind of inner narratives. And, you know, is there been something that's really become very evident to you over the last week or so? Love to hear back from you. And, you know, it's so easy, isn't it, when we're in these times where we're deep in that fear and we're stuck in it, and it's so easy to feel that we've gone backwards and we're back to square one, where really, in reality, if you are doing that inner work in the moment, then it's just a deeper layer of it. It's just a layer of it. It's just a slight, you know, maybe it's another aspect to it that you are now dealing with and working your way through and transcending. And that's okay. You haven't gone backwards. It's just something else, another aspect of it that you're being asked to look at, to release and let go of. And we all have them. We all have them, and they all rise up in these heightened energy periods. And this is this is why everything just feels so frenetic sometimes, you know, and you know that it's not just you internally. You see it all around you. I've seen ripples of this throughout the week, sort of dogs going a bit loopy, you know, just stuff on Facebook as well. I try and avoid that, but because I'm advertising on Facebook and I'm posting up events and all this sort of thing, you do come across, you know, just people feeling very wronged and upset, and you know, coming into local groups, and there's a lot of webbing, and you can feel that, can't you? So that there's definitely been a rise in that recently. So, you know, what we need to remember as light workers is that everyone feels this energy, but obviously, like I always say, they might not have that cosmic wisdom around it. So they're like, what is going on? Or they'll just feel the pressure and their fear rise and their limitations, and people act out on that, you know, they act out on that. It's kind of that knee-jerk reaction. So it is about understanding that as well, about navigating our own stuff, and just trying to be as sovereign as possible within all of that. And it can be challenging. It can be quite tricky. So we have the sun stepping into Aries today. So it's the beginning of that beautiful zodiac calendar. And I love it because if you think about it, the Aries is represented by the ram. And it's that kind of symbolism of being butted into spring, you know, with the ram. That's how I remember it, as being the start of the zodiac sign, the new zodiac cycle. So yeah, so Aries is a very action orientated energy. It's a very divine masculine energy around taking action, being disciplined, all of those things that we do need. And remember, we've been in those dark wintry months here in the Northern Hemisphere. We've been kind of hibernating and maybe a little bit sleepy and not doing too much. And now we're kind of getting booted into spring, into action. We're moving into that more divine masculine energy with the seasonal shift. So it's all perfect and it all ties in beautifully. So I know it's always, I always think about it for those of you in the Southern Hemisphere, and I know that it's kind of switched around for you, but you will still be feeling all of the cosmic goings on that we feel as well. It's really the seasons that are different for you guys. So I'm just looking at my list because I had a little list of things. There's just so much. I was thinking, oh my goodness, there's so much. I mean, this week we've had something pretty much every day. So we had Mercury's just entered its retrograde, its pre-shadow retrograde. We had the pre-shadow eclipse season starting as well this week. And then obviously spring equinox, sun in Aries today. And then next week, this is where we're really going to have to remember all of this, you know, remember what I've been saying, because the eclipse doorway opens next week, beginning of next week, on a full lunar eclipse. So it's the worm moon. This moon rises in Libra. So it's that beautiful balancing, peace loving energy, the sign, Libra sign, which will be brought through. So very gentle, loving energy will be coming from Monday. But obviously we will have this doorway that opens. Now, we're already in the pre-shadow phase of eclipse season. The eclipse season will take us through well into April. We tend to have two eclipse seasons a year. And I've been, I think I said in last week's podcast episode, that I've been through quite a few eclipse seasons now consciously, you know, knowing about it, knowing how they impact on us, and they always feel the same. So we've had this intense lead up to the equinox. I do feel like the energy is ebbing. I'm in a really good space today. I've been good, and the last couple of days have been good, actually, for me personally. Although I am seeing ripple effect around me. you know, that lead up. But like I said, we're entering into the eclipse doorway next Monday, and that's going to feel super, super intense, okay? It brings through a very scattered energy. It's like a deep, deep cleanse. I was thinking about it. It's like a deep detox, a declutter, you know. And I know some people that are sort of, well, ourselves included, actually, are sort of getting the houses sorted, getting rid of stuff, you know, recycling it, whatever. You know, we just want to shed, and this is how it will feel. But it's not only obviously in our external world, but it will be in our inner world as well. And it will mean that this potent, heightened energy will be stirring. The eclipses stir things up. So again, you will be feeling your shadow aspects rise. So don't be surprised if you feel a lot of fear or old patterning, behaviors, beliefs just rising up, and you'll get that feeling that, oh my God, I thought I dealt with this. I thought that, you know, I was making progress with this. So it's really normal to feel this, okay? To have things rise up when you least expect it. And that's the other thing, the nature of eclipse doorway and eclipse energy generally is it's quite an unpredictable, unexpected. So, you know, things will play out, things will unfold, and it's gonna feel challenging, okay? So you just need to try and remember this, you know, what I've been saying. Now, another way that you can support yourself, and I'm really excited about this, I am bringing out, and this is just something that came to me, and I was like, oh my God, yeah, I need to bring this out. I'm creating eclipse ritual packs. These will be released tomorrow. I will be talking about them in the newsletter, the weekly newsletter, and there'll be a link to go and get yours. And I will, if I remember, I will try and remember to include the link in this week's show notes as well. And I'll be posting about it. And this will be in time for this full moon on Monday and the day subsequent to that, because obviously you've always got that full moon phase that goes over several days. And, you know, you will get a beautiful activation for the moon, for the full moon, with all the eclipse energies and the moon energies, Libra energy, Aries energy coming through in the activation. It will really help to keep you balanced, give you clarity, give you guidance, insights. And also you will get a beautiful lunar inquiry specifically for the full moon. Now, members, Lunar Lightworker members, you have this included in your cosmic moon kits, okay? So you don't need to go and purchase this on top. If you're not a member but you would like to get your eclipse ritual pack, like I said, it will be in the newsletter this week, so look out for that. And I'm sure I'll be posting about them as well. All right, my lovely. So thank you so, so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it, because I know so many of you are starting to tune in every week now, and I'm feeling really blessed. And actually, I don't know whether I said that last week, we're actually at our 100th episode. I can't believe that, 100 episodes. So that's amazing. And, you know, I know there have been people that have been listening since the very beginning, and I deeply appreciate your support as always. So have a fab, fab week. Try and remember what I've been saying. And, you know, and I think as well, rest when you can. You know, if you do get your eclipse ritual pack, you can use that for in your rest periods as well, and work with that, work with the activation as much as you like over this period. All right, my love. So I will be connecting back with you next week in the podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, just you can get hold of me via the Facebook community or just drop me an email. Have a good week. Love to you all. Bye.